Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:36 here, 47 degrees. What gets me is how an entire state could cower down to two old men. I just don't get it there. But we'll move on because, until it's going to continue as business as usual until the punishment is more severe than the crime. Simple as that. Let's go to the phone now. We have TJ from Wilkes-Barre on election turnout. TJ, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really, really well. We've got a new event coming out I want to talk to you about. But, yeah, election turnout. I believe that, me being a MAGA Trumpster and all that, Trump inspired us. What Trump did was gave us hope that he was out of the box, he was for the people, and that's why we back him 100%. And I think that we have to all take accountability, including all of us. I'm not going to point fingers at one thing, but we need to have a better plan from our leadership, okay, where we always continuously, all year long, recruit, keep volunteers, educate the volunteers to get out the message continuously on how to vote, where to vote, why mail-in ballots are so important. And we need to get the grassroots and the people, the leadership, and also the elected politicians on the same page. And that's what I'm working at right now. I'm working on doing it's really a management sales, because what we're doing is selling the ideology, America First principles, to the people. And it's a great product. Now what we have to do is recruit salespeople, which are volunteers, to explain our product and then inspire them to vote. And we are lacking with that. The Democrats definitely have a better sales force than us on the ground. We are working on that in NEPA. That's why I switched Luzerne County Republicans to NEPA Republicans. And we're working on it. The one thing I'm not happy with the Lancaster vote. However, the next week, that week, the head of our party, Greg Rothman, had an all hands on deck with the chairman throughout Pennsylvania. And he said he took accountability for it. He's going to readdress it. How? I can't wait to see that. I want to be involved with that. I think there's a lot of great people that are being, because we realize that we have to work smarter, harder, and every day. So that's really a positive thing from the party. I hope there's some follow through, because it needs to be. If not, we will fail. And we got to get everybody on the same page working together as one team. Now, what we're doing at NEPA Republicans is on the 12th, Saturday, Passover, noon, at, of course, the Wilkes-Barre Township Fire Hall, where I have 90% of my events there in Redondo's, but this one's going to be at the Wilkes-Barre Township Fire Hall at 150 Watson Street, Wilkes-Barre. We've got grassroots, party, and, of course, the people, which are the most important thing. So I think we're going to really have the biggest turnout ever that I've ever had. I think people, especially after these votes, are going to get involved. Grassroots group, like we have PA Chase, which what they do is they find out who is receiving mail-in ballots, and they have a database to make sure those people actually turn those ballots in. We, Luzerne County Republicans, which is the NEPA, work diligently with Alec Rinkavich because of the misstep, and we got 3,100 mail-in ballots compared to the Democrats' 3,400. If we could do that in every election and everywhere, we'll win every election. So we're going to work really hand-in-hand with our elected officials and Cliff Maloney from PA Chase, okay? We have Convention of States going to be there. Of course, my right-hand man, or I'm his right-hand man, Frank Scavo. He is now the Lackawanna director from NEPA. We actually have a Lackawanna events coordinator, Joe Mayer. She is going out, we're getting a tent up in Lackawanna, and she's doing voter registration drives. We're going to teach volunteers how to register people, and we're going to flip Lackawanna County red. I promise you that. We've got Matt Contreras from Pike County coming down, Gina Mikado. She's the Pike County events coordinator. We got Steve Adams, Wayne County chairman of the party, and we've got Becca Barnes, which is she is our in Luzerne County events coordinator, and it's all hands on deck. We're growing. I went up to Monroe County. We're getting some people up there, so we're going to get grassroots all over. Now, who's coming on the 12th that people would like to talk to, shake hands, have questions for, and all that is Greg Rothman, the PA GOP chairman. He's coming. Dan Muser. He supports everybody. He's amazing. I hope he runs for governor. He's coming. Rob Bresnahan, which the last commercial, one of the last commercials, I just couldn't believe the lies that the Democrats say. This man will never, ever, ever stop a person that deserves Medicare getting Medicare. He wants to stop the fraud. But, of course, the left lies, as we all know. So Rob is 100% for Social Security, Medicare. He will never hurt anybody in Northeastern Pennsylvania. He's a great representative for everybody.
Carl TJ, have you ever seen me take apart that commercial? Have you ever heard me when I've taken it? I can't do it every time it's on because they're playing it so much. But I've taken
I've taken apart
that commercial. Save My Care is a fiscally sponsored project of Save My Country Action Fund. Project advocates for far left health care policy, especially defending the Affordable Care Act. Brad Woodhouse is the executive director, has a long work history as executive organizations. He worked for the Democrat National Committee. He worked for the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee. He worked as executive director for Protect Our Care and some other organizations and some PACs. Chairman of the Save My Care Act, Leslie Dash, is a former executive director of Protect Our Care. Before that, Dash was an advisor to Hillary Clinton in 2016. Presidential campaign, served as a counselor to Health and Human Services Department under Barack Obama. In that role, she helped implement Obamacare. So this is a Washington, D.C. think tank that's highly funded by these PACs, probably our own tax dollars being funneled to them as their 401c3 or 4 status is, because they're a mixture of both. It just goes to show it, but they want to make it seem like this is a grassroots effort here. The same guy you hear in that commercial is running every commercial nationwide.
No, it's two things. Number one, I'm glad that we're getting rid of a lot of this stuff through DOGE, because a lot of it is just a flow through to hire people to donate to these PACs. To the PACs, it's like we're paying out of our taxes to pay people to crush our country. It's absurd. It's insane. So I'm really proud of what DOGE is doing and everything. And I wish every politician had about 10% Pinocchio in them. So when they lied, their noses would grow, because it'd be like the Democrats, all noses would be about 3 foot long. You know, it's crazy that politicians can lie. And you were law enforcement. You know, I'm in that system doing as a bail bondsman. When you lie to a police officer, that's a charge. But if you lie to the public, that's okay. It's nuts. It's like, why can't we hold our elected officials the same accountability as we hold a regular citizen? But anyway, not to go on that subject, but I want to let you know who else is coming. My main man, Alec Rinkavage, of course. I'm the 119th with him. And Jamie Walsh, Dane Wacho, Walter Griffith, the county controller. We got John Lombardo, Stephen Urban, on a bunch of councilmen. And there's a lot more people coming. And can I give a thank you to, we got a pig roast coming. That's going to be donated by Billy Ebert and his family. And he owns Nightstar Munitions. So we support that 100%. And then the Wilkes-Barre Township Volunteer Fire Company. You know, we NEPA supplied the hot dogs, the pizza, the pierogies, the sodas and all that. They are going to work the party for us for free. They are going to sell beer there. Any proceeds from the beer is going to go to them. So it's a great cause. And they're going to have a 50-50 raffle there for them. So we're going to support firemen in Wilkes-Barre Township. And also, we're going to be selling, we got new T-shirts. We're going to be, anybody donates over $20, we're going to give them a free T-shirt. We're going to have some prizes for Trump dances. It's going to be a really, really fun event. It's going to be
Saturday, April 12th, right? Saturday, April 12th?
Saturday, April 12th, Passover, noon to whenever it gets done. Speakers are going to be about one. It's not going to be one of those that you're going to sit there and yawn. They're going to talk for 1 or 2 minutes. We're going to mingle. It's a big family. We're going to turn You know, deeper red, and the big thing is united we stand. We got to stand united with the leadership's got to have good leadership. We got to get great elected officials. We got to get us grassroots that are doing the movement, and we got to keep the people that vote voting and inspired, because it's all about the voters. It's not about me, you, the elected officials. It's not about any chairman. It's about the people. If we put the people first and inspire them to come out and vote, like to say that if you build it, they will come. Feel the dreams? I have a feel the dream of Northeastern PA that we are the party of great values. We are the party of great people running. Are we perfect? No. But we are all working for American values, and most of us, Christian values, and I love it.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this. I feel bad that I'm going to be out of town that week and I miss it. But TJ, make sure you check in next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday before the event, so we can remind people again, because I definitely want to get the word out on this.
If it's okay, I'd like to call Tuesday and then Friday right before. Are you in Friday or no?
I will not be in.
Okay, I'll message you.
All right, sounds good, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Hey, listen, seriously, thank you for all you do. God bless you.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you. And Saturday, April 12th, it's an event you're going to want to be at if you're in Northeast Pennsylvania. It is 3:47 here at WILK. We'll be back.